speaking of, you know, my favorite segment on this show, when we're fortunate enough to have Tim Barbalace with us.
Who's that hack?
Yeah.
Well, loser.
Before I get to the questions about this enormous sports weekend, I want to ask the Coleman behind the glass, do you think the Coleman on the side of the glass is obsessed with these birds?
It's ridiculous. I mean, you would think that loser would have something better to be worried about than birds chirping in the background. Tiger Woods just won his first Masters in 27 years.
It wasn't 27, you
oh,
moron.
Oh, please, I counted.
Whatever. Stop licking his toes. It was 11 years.
Oh, just be quiet, you All right. hack.
All right, a lot of big things happened in sports this weekend. Tiger won his
it's
first
about time
in a
you
long
talk
time.
To me.
And what about Chris Davis getting off the schneid?
Oh, Chris Davis, come on, Ed. This is a guy that's been stealing money. He's going to be the new Bobby Bonilla in about 10, 15 years. It's about time he gets a hit. And the team celebrating him. What, are we just going to give out participation trophies because he made contact? Please, forget about it.
Yeah, I'd say Chris Davis is to hitting what Tim Barbalace has been to radio, basically.
It was embarrassing. It was frustrating.
Yeah, all of that.
Speak for yourself. How many stations have you worked for in this market?
Everyone.
Yes.
Everyone, and some twice.
Well, my favorite
I'm
time
Jerry Coleman.
Get off my radio.
Here. Boys. NHL playoffs are here. Lightning with the verge of elimination. The Caps actually look like they're pretty good this year, though. What do you think about the Caps' chance to repeat?
Bunch of choke artists.
They'll find a way to lose this series in four. They're terrible. And please, they must have, the Lightning must have caught the Caps' fever because they're choking early on.
Well, they won two. I don't think they can lose. By
four. Oh, they'll find Barbalace a way to math. Lose four.
Yeah, it's Barbalace math.
The Caps are that big of chokers. They'll lose in four.
And they'll lose the West, too, I guess.
Oh, please. They'll lose the West, the East, the North, the South.
I don't know how to answer this terrible, terrible impersonation.
All right.
Except to say that he's terrible.
Something you really do want to answer, though. What about Magic Johnson just bailing on the Lakers?
Bailing.
Quitter.
Bailing.
A quitter.
He's not a quitter. Would
yes.
you want to work with that bum, LeBron James?
He's another
He's making
quitter.
A great decision. I would. The last thing I would want to do is be associated with that hack, that loser, LeBron James.
It's like Noah's Ark. They quit in twos in L.A. It's LeBron, then Magic, and then they'll find two more to join him on the ship.
And LeBron, you know, everyone wants to compare him to Michael. He can't even sniff Kobe Bryant's jock strap. He comes to L.A. and can't even make the playoffs. What a bum. He sits on the couch now.
Bad TV, bad movies, bad basketball, bad impersonation.
Speaking of movies, he schedules a Space Jam filming
oh my
during
God.
The playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Because you see where his priorities are at, Ed Norris. He's a bum, and he can't even get anyone on his cast. He
no.
can't even get any all-stars, and he's copying Michael Jordan's idea. Come on, LeBron. Come up with an original idea.
Nobody wants
you
to
loser.
Play with this clown.
Kawhi Leonard.
Not even him. I mean, it's just going to be only Nike
He's
people.
Just always chasing Michael. Always chasing Michael. And he can't even pull off a movie. Bum.
Bum. Speaking about behaviors, I'm going to direct this one to Coleman on the other side of the glass.
The real one.
What about Jerry's $2 tip in Florida? What do you think about that behavior?
$2 tip? You're lucky I even left a tip for anyone. Here's a tip for you waiters and waitresses. That's my hard-earned money. $2? That's a ton. That's more of a tip than I leave anywhere else. So she should have enjoyed that tip. And here's a tip. I'm Jerry Coleman. Me being in your presence should be enough.
Didn't you get her fired?
I did not get her fired. She quit the next day.
Did you make her quit?
Well, her accent had a lot to do with it. I wanted tartar sauce, and she brought me tartar sauce. And, yeah, I mean, she couldn't handle the pressure of not knowing the menu.
And I still gave her $2. That should be more than enough.
It was $12. Get your facts straight.
No, no, I was there. I'm Jerry Coleman. I don't leave any more than $2 for a tip. I don't care how much I'm paying.
What about this thing with Robert Kraft now? It was all this big ado that it was sex trafficking.
Speaking of tips.
Exactly. What about now, the fact that there's no human trafficking? It was just a little misdemeanor sex play by, you know, willing sex workers.
Yeah, let's go after the rich Jewish guy. Let's do that down in Florida. That's a real cute game they're playing. I just think they targeted this guy because of who he is.
Exactly.
They could have picked out anyone with the first name John and found them guilty.
They're just going after Robert Kraft because he's a part of that cheater organization, the New England Patriots. Please, leave the old man alone.
It's as big a fraud as LeBron trying to put together a winning basketball team.
LaFraud. And like I said, he's sitting on the couch now. Bum.
And one more thing about Tiger Woods. For those that think he's going to catch
he's back.
Jack Nicklaus. No,
please.
He's not.
Come on.
He's won one major in 11
come
years.
Come on. God, he lucked into that. He had to have everyone choke behind him. Jeez, Tiger Woods, he's about 72 years old, and he's had 27 back surgeries. You think that man's going to win another major? Please. He lucked into the Masters yesterday.
Hello, friends.
I agree with that assertion.
What do you think about this whole fire in Butler Cabin and things like that? I saw them do the interview in there. What's
so sappy and corny.
It's ridiculous.
Give me a break
please.
With all this.
Please, just give him the green jacket and move on.
First
My
cut,
God.
Second cut, patrons. I mean,
jeez,
give me a break with all this pomp
all
and
those,
circumstance.
All those dumb rules that the Masters announcers can't say, please. I'm Jerry Coleman. If I'm calling the Masters, I could say whatever the hell I want.
I'd love to toss you in Ray's Creek right now.
You little weasel!
That's what you are as a weasel.
It's a tributary off Ray's Creek.
They didn't use it yesterday, though, on the front nine or the back nine.
You can't
nine.
Say Ray's Creek. It's a
Ray's
tributary.
Ray's Creek, fans, front nine. Mm-hmm. Take that, Augusta and Barbalace. All right, I'm done. 410-583.